Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Wednesday edition of What's On Your Mind is on the air. Hello, everybody. Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell here on a slippery Wednesday. Be careful if you're out there. Travel advisories for large portions of the state. We have got a little bit of an L going on here, right? Grand Forks and Jamestown and Zoom Valley City and Bismarck as well. And still troubles up in northwest North Dakota, so it's slick out there. Be very, very careful if you're out and about, you know. And did you see the story about the rollover in the middle of town in Fargo yesterday, Todd?
Yeah, I saw that.
A good reminder not to text and drive.
That after on my way home, some kid nearly T-bones me as he's texting and driving. I could tell because of the big glow coming from his lap. Unless he's got a nuclear rod on his lap as he's driving, it was probably his cell phone.
So this driver was northbound on 8th Street. If you're familiar with Fargo, kind of a historic part of central Fargo, old Fargo, if you will. Not wearing a seatbelt, texting and driving, and slams into a parked car, which then caused him to roll his car. So he was hospitalized too. So. And cited for texting while driving and multiple other violations as well. So, 25 mile an hour speed limit there. So I'm guessing he might have been just a little bit over the speed limit. What do you think?
I hope so. I mean, that thing looked like it flipped at like 50 in the picture. I mean, not that the picture necessarily tells you, but really? Wow.
Yeah, no kidding. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here in the first hour of the program today on the Talk Radio Town Hall, so your questions are welcome for him right away out of the chute here this morning. And then in our second hour today, our next hour, we're going to host a debate. This should be a lively discussion. We have four folks, two on each side of this particular debate. Debate is also a debate that, it consumed about 6 hours of testimony in a House committee earlier this week. There will be a vote either today or tomorrow. I haven't heard yet when the vote will be. We're talking about Senate Bill 2279, and it's the debate over whether North Dakota law should include sexual orientation in its discrimination criteria. Which go along with like race and color and religion, sex, national origin, age. Opponents say the change grants special status and privilege to some at the expense of freedom for all. It narrowly passed the Senate, and again will be voted on in the House. We will debate that issue today with Tom Fryer of the North Dakota Family Alliance, Christopher Dotson of the North Dakota Catholic Conference, I think it's T.J. Jerkey. I hope I'm saying that right. J-E-R-K-E. Legislative Coordinator for the North Dakota Human Rights Coalition and Jennifer Cook, North Dakota Policy Director for the ACLU. So folks on each side of that issue as well. So look forward to that discussion. We're brought to you today in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. You can go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. I think they posted a nice story on the website and also their Facebook page yesterday about how Richardton, North Dakota, is gearing up to make itself a viable option for location for folks that are doing oil field service work in the oil patch in Richardton, right there along I-94, kind of a neat story. That was actually, I believe, in the Bismarck Tribune or the one of the Bakken publications that the Bismarck Tribune does earlier. I'd read it a few days earlier and then saw the repost on the Facebook page, which reminded me it's a good story to talk about. We might just do that on Energy Matters here one day soon. Anyway, so check that out. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Find out more about the $43 billion in economic activity from the industry and 80,000-plus jobs as well. So check that out. Call already coming in here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. While we're waiting for Congressman Kevin Cramer, give us a ring and let's chat today. We're going to talk with Congressman Cramer, by the way, about a couple of things that we want to cover. One, do you know what SGR stands for, Todd?
Sugar. I don't know.
I had no idea.
My guess is sugar, but you know, it sounds like an acronym, one of those texting acronyms, doesn't it?
So many acronyms. Yeah, this one, I don't know if it would make your texting lineup, but it's sustainable growth rate. And it's a Washington thing. And so we're going to talk about that issue as it pertains to Medicare. Very important issue for rural hospitals in North Dakota. And they're working on some reforms right now to the procedure of what rates are paid to doctors who treat Medicare patients, which dramatically underestimates the cost of services. And so very necessary for that reform, which I understand has the support of not only Speaker John Boehner, but also Nancy Pelosi. So get it done, right? Yeah, that should be easy. Also, yesterday on Energy Matters, we talked to the number two man at the American Petroleum Institute about lifting the current law that prevents U.S. oil from being exported. Dumbest thing ever. Goes back to the 70s. But he gave some interesting stats about two things. One, that the U.S. price is WTI, and that's hovering right around $48 right now. Okay, the world price, the European price is more set by the Brent crude, and that's at about $55. The argument from the folks at API is, since oil is sold on the world market, if you allow the export of U.S. oil, you will impact the market by adding more supply by bringing that price down. And gasoline is set more by the WTI price than it is by the Brent crude price. I'm sorry, vice versa. The Brent crude, the international price, is what generally drives the price of gas. Therefore, their argument is, if you lift the export crude ban, you will lower prices. As in gasoline prices. How about that? Yeah. So very interesting. And, of course, you know, just a more surprise. So it's an argument they are making right now. Anyway, we're going to talk about that with Congressman Kramer as well today on the program, and then our debate in the second hour. On Senate Bill 2279, a hot debate in the U.S. House, or excuse me, the North Dakota House this week. For the U.S. House stuff, that's our next guest, Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Welcome back. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday to you, Scott. Good to be with you. Gosh, it's you're catching me on a wild, crazy week, but it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. Wild and crazy is the name of the game, right?
It is. Well, it seems to be.
Don't know any other speed. So now, I know that the reason we're doing the Talk Radio Town Hall this hour is that you have a distinguished guest that will be addressing a session of Congress that would include both senators and House members later.
Right. That's right. So the Afghan president, who, you know, they've been making a lot of news in the last couple of days, is here. And he met with the president earlier in the week. As you know, he's the first Afghan president to express his appreciation to the United States for their role in Afghan security. And he has requested, and the president has agreed, to keep 10,000 troops back in Afghanistan to help the Afghanis remain secure and free. And it's very interesting, Scott, because had that same advice been taken in Iraq, we might not have the Islamic State now. But nonetheless, at least there's some progress, and we're grateful. We're grateful for that. So he's going to be making a joint a speech to a joint session of Congress here in a half hour, 45 minutes, and certainly that has changed everybody's schedule rather abruptly. But we do want to hear from him clearly with what's going on in the world today. Important to hear from our ally in Afghanistan.
Absolutely, and. We have about a minute and a half before our first break here, but I do want to ask you about another issue. I was just explaining to listeners that you're concerned about, and that is the SGR. We love those acronyms, the Sustainable Growth Rate for
yes.
For Medicare, and a reform that, if I have my facts straight, actually Speaker Boehner and Leader Pelosi both support, so that should be easy to get done, right?
Well, it'll probably be easy to get. You know, I'm hoping we can get 300 votes. Maybe we can get 310, 320 votes. Because I think the lift over in the Senate's a little bit heavier, because Harry Reid, of course, opposes it. And the reason it's important is that the sustainable growth rate is the formula by which doctors are reimbursed for Medicare treatment. Of course, 17 times in the last 11 years, we've had to do a temporary doc fix, which is no way to run a government, no way to run the Medicare program. And so Speaker Boehner and Leader Pelosi and and Chairman Upton and others on the Energy and Commerce Committee across the aisle have worked to come up with a compromise that that repeals the sustainable growth rate so that we don't have that uncertainty for doctors. It provides certainty for seniors because based on this SGR, and we can talk more about it if you'd like, it's sort of wonky stuff, but doctors would be getting a 21% cut in Medicare payments starting in about a week if we don't extend or repeal the SGR. So obviously that would have a devastating impact on medicine for seniors, and you'd have many, many, many more doctors opting out of even providing Medicare patients their services. So we need to do this. Hopefully we'll get through it tomorrow and get it on to the Senate with a large enough margin that we can make it become law.
All right. We'll pick up on that and some other issues when we come back. And others, welcome for Congressman Kevin Cramer. The Talk Radio Town Hall is on 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mottohay Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Past the hour, this is What's on Your Mind, the Talk Radio Town Hall. In our first hour today, a debate on Senate Bill 2279 on the sexual orientation debate, whether it ought to be included in the discrimination criteria in the state law. Coming up next hour, big vote in the House on that this week in the North Dakota Legislature. Continuing now with Congressman Kevin Cramer. So if I understand you correctly, we have one of those famous Washington, D.C. deadlines here and on the sustainable growth rate issue, and that if you don't act, then there's a big hit here. And explain to me what that would mean. You said it would be detrimental, more so to rural hospitals. How is this issue worse on the rural hospitals than the larger cities?
So it's really applicable to both. Because what it is, it's the reimbursement formula for physicians, for doctors. You've probably heard from time to time, or you might be able to recall, references to the, quote, doc fix. The doc fix has been that's what they call the 17 times when they've done a patch, where we've funded temporarily, 6 months to a year probably, Medicare so that with extra funding, with a pay for, so that doctors could get, you know, a sort of a hold even reimbursement as opposed to a massive cut. This formula was put in place around 20 years ago as part of the Budget Balancing Act of 96, 97. And the formula just hasn't worked because costs have exceeded reimbursement, obviously. And because of the economy and things like that, and the way the formula works, if in fact we were to come up on March 31st or say April 1st and not have either a patch or a permanent repeal of the SGR, there would be 21 cut in reimbursement to doctors. Well, obviously, if you cut doctors' reimbursements by 21%, they're not going to take Medicare patients because, you know, obviously you can't function that way. So this is what's called, some are calling the permanent doc fix, the repeal of SGR, but it's not just a straight repeal. It has the pay for, that the offset, if you will, are some minor tweaks, and that comes in for Democrats. We Republicans for a long time have wanted to tweak Medicare to sustain it well beyond its, you know, insolvency date of, you know, 2021 roughly. And that what we're doing with it is some means testing for higher income seniors, as well as some Medicare reforms related to Medigap, which is Medicare Part B, Part D, supplemental programs, and nothing that's going to affect current seniors or people currently on Medicare, or even soon to be on Medicare, but well out into the future. And so, what this minor tweak today does is it finds hundreds of billions of dollars in savings over the course of not just the next 10 years, the next 20, 30, 40 years, and sustains Medicare for 40 or 50 years, as opposed to having to go insolvent in a matter of a few years. So minor tweaks to Medicare while sustaining appealing the sustainable growth rate, the sustainable.
We lost you there. Can you hear us, Kim?
Yes.
Yeah,
can you hear me okay? Okay.
Yeah, your signal's getting a little choppy on us there. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, and it's kind of complicated stuff for choppy signal, but so the reimbursement rate for doctors will grow at about 0.5% per year for 5 years rather than a 21% cut. So you're not talking about a massive, it doesn't even get close to inflation. Then there's a new formula beyond the first 5 years that reimburses doctors based on a value-based program as opposed to just a straight fee-for-service reimbursement, so that creates incentives for further reforms that are patient-centered. So it's a good, it's minor, but it's a good compromise. And if we can get this done, Scott, what's exciting to me is that it restores functionality, as we keep talking about, this Congress and the ability to move incrementally in the right direction.
All right, let's see. Where was Cameron calling from? Cameron lost their connection to him. I don't know what's going on with our phones here today, but if Cameron, you want to call back? Do you remember where he was from, Manny? You had it on the screen. Crystal, North Dakota. Okay, so Manny, or Cameron and Crystal, if you want to give us the ring back, that'd be great. We have a number of calls that have come in off here as well. And when you call, you have two options, 800-228-0550. Press 1, leave your message, your comment, your question. We'll get it on. Press 2 to actually interact with Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Here is a call that actually came in earlier in the week that we wanted to roll for you here.
Hi. A suggested topic for what's on your mind. The crude oil prices crashing in a couple months. Oil storage domestically is going to be exhausted. It's going to drop the prices quite a bit. What politically was done to create refineries to process more oil? At this point, why are we still importing oil? Why can't we refine everything we produce domestically? Is there any way to prop up prices rather than to rely on a global market? I know there's a couple small refineries started, like in Dickinson, to produce diesel fuel for in the state. But what has been done by politicians to try and give incentives to the industry to, help us through this time and allow us to take advantage of the opportunity now to just stop importing oil and whatever oil glut there is domestically, use that all inside the United States. If you could be talked about that on the radio, that'd be great. Thank you.
All right. A lot of questions in there. Congressman Kramer, we'll let you have at it. Kevin, are you there? Who's our connection to Kev? You go ahead and check that out. It sounded like it was not the best connection there. So we might have lost that.
You mean to tell me we've got better cell service in most of North Dakota than we have in Washington, D.C.?
Well, Cameron
What's
and Crystal...
What's wrong with this picture?
Cameron and Crystal didn't exactly have a good connection either, so I think it's just, something's in the air today, along with this...
Well, I'll tell you what, while we're waiting for Kevin, let me blow this one by you here, because I'm sure you can answer this one in a jiffy.
Scott, will you please explain to me how higher crude oil prices is going to mean lower gasoline prices for me and Joe Average? Come on, guys. I'm not that stupid.
Well, first of all, not going to comment on the last part. Second of all, I know he put my name first for some reason. But, Scott, I think you're the much better man to explain that whole thing.
Well, I can, and Congressman Kramer obviously would be a good one to address this as well.
Lieu of having him.
Right, and in tandem with the answer to the earlier caller's question on more refineries and whatnot, I'll tell you just quickly what, we had Lewis Finkel on yesterday from the American Petroleum Institute, and he said that the gasoline prices are generally set based on the world price, which is Brent crude, rather than the U.S. price, which is WTI. If you lift the export ban, you allow more oil into the world market. That's where, you'd bring down that other price and therefore bring down the price of gasoline. So, and in that case, they're saying more oil into the market would be a good thing. So that's the technical answer from the pros. We'll get Kevin back and get rolling here.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott Hinn here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get free nights at a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, pull-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker is a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the Shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. Three nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. Listen, we care about you here. We not just because we like you on the other end of the radio while we're chatting on What's on Your Mind, and you're part of the What's on Your Mind family, but we care for our listeners, so we want you to get a good night's sleep. And we have found a product that we have been talking about for a couple of months, and we're excited about it. It's a Minnesota company. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's MyPillow. And they have done an extraordinary job, put together a little special offer for our listeners, the two-for-one deal, 50% off. What a deal. So all you need to do is go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott, and you'll get the two-for-one deal. Or call them at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. And get the two-for-one deal and get the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, the one with the patented interlocking fill. The beauty of that is it means the pillow adjusts to you. Simple as that, to any sleep position. And the pillow is so easy to care for. It's machine washable, dryable. It's non-allergenic. It stays cool. A lot of our listeners said, I love that. A guy called one day and said, you know, I used to have two pillows. You know, whenever I'd sleep, and one on the floor, and then I'd swap out every time I'd wake up from the hot pillow. Don't have to do that anymore because you guys told me about my pillow. 60-night money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com. Back with more with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. So on the call, we had the caller suggest a number of things. A political solution. So there could be more refineries. Also, something to, his terms, prop up the price instead of the global market on oil. What's your take on the caller's suggestions?
So a number of things. First of all, it was a very thoughtful call, and I appreciated sort of the menu of things you talked about. One thing with regard to refineries in the United States is we already refine more than we use in the United States. So we export about 12% of our refined product. The other thing about our refineries you should understand is that the vast majority, and when I say vast, I want to say like 70 to 80% of our refineries are set up to use sour, heavy sour crude, much like the oil sands, much like Venezuela and Mexico, import or export to us, and we import light sweet crude like the Bakken Shale and Eagleford Permian Basin. That is better for other refineries in other countries. So we have this sort of, this sort of mix up in terms of the type of refineries. Now, the refineries in the United States are enjoying a tremendous situation right now because, of course, gasoline and refined fuel is priced based on Brent crude. And if you look at Brent crude today, it's selling at about $55 a barrel. WTI is $46, $47 a barrel. That difference and that spread, plus whatever discount, which right now is significant, is what refiners take. And there's nothing evil or mean about that. It's just that they're probably getting a $30 spread. It's known as the crack spread today because of that discrepancy. If we would allow exporting of U.S. crude oil, which I think we need to get to as quickly as possible, frankly, it was a false premise. It was based on anyway back when Nixon imposed it. We would find Brent and WTI coming much closer together. You'd see the price of oil perhaps go up a little, but the price of gasoline would actually come down. So really, to me, the solution, and frankly, there's nothing better than doing that to even incent more refineries in the United States, because they could produce more, refine more, and then export that as well into the global marketplace. But when you look at, the geopolitics of Russia, Iran, and certainly OPEC, especially Saudi Arabia, you see that there's, you know, they're playing us, and instead of us going up head to head in the global marketplace with our crude and creating wealth and jobs and middle class growth in our country, while at the same time ensuring national and energy security. But it's a very big topic. It's one that we could discuss for a long time, and frankly, we could dedicate a show to it pretty easily. Could even be a separate show if you wanted.
I know there was a vote scheduled in the one of the Foreign Relations Committees, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's right.
On this in the House this week. So this is you know, which is an interesting tie, because you've always said this is about national security as much as it is energy security. What's it going to take to get it done? I mean, is there enough urgency to actually have this law repealed by Congress? I mean, obviously the president's the Department of Commerce, I think, has been asked for waivers and debated. They punted how many times? So just change the law. Can that happen in soon?
Well, it can happen. It could happen fairly soon, but I think we're probably a ways away yet in the United States Senate. I think we need to keep having this discussion. I think we're probably there in the House in terms of the ability to pass a bill like this, Scott. But this is the kind of policy that we want to bring a lot of people along. So we want to keep having this discussion. Callers like the one that called in with that question are just exactly who we need to be talking to about this, and frankly, hearing from, so that more members on both sides can get comfortable with it. I will tell you this, that nobody I talk to thinks it's the worst idea in the world. In other words, Democratic senators, Democratic House members, Republicans on both sides, they just want more information. They want to be comfortable with it. The president himself has not come out against it. So while I think Republicans are more likely to sort of champion it, our Democratic friends are becoming warmer to the idea. And let's face it, when you look at things like, more trade deals in the making or in the offing, you see what's going on in the Middle East. Energy as a peaceful tool of influence is looking better and better all the time, while at the same time a job creator for the United States. So the idea of propping up, I think, the price, as the caller was suggesting, I think the best way to prop it up is to make it available to the global marketplace, propping up, that would certainly even the Brent and WTI prices a bit, might create a little higher price for our domestic producers, but it will have, it'll at the worst keep gasoline at even price and probably bring it down. There have been at least four independent studies I know of that all of whom suggest it would actually bring price of gasoline down from 2 to 12 cents a gallon. So there are no reports that demonstrate that it would cause the price of gasoline or refined fuel to go up. So we feel like we have pretty good science on our side, but we do want to have the discussion because we want the American public to feel comfortable as well.
Let's go to Aneta, North Dakota, and John has a question for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, John.
Well, I was just listening to you explain about the funding for the Medicare, and it is complicated. And
it is.
That's why we're lucky we elect these smart people and to represent us there. You know, we get people like Boehner and Pelosi and McConnell and Reid and stuff like that, and hundreds of thousands of staff members who got Harvard and Yale and Ivy League educations that are all giving them advice, and we run up $18 trillion in debt and $110 or $20 trillion of unfunded liabilities. But we don't understand that out here. See, we're not smart enough. We're just the people that are asked to pay for it all the time. And so when we find someone that says, we have to stop this somewhere, then because we're just not smart enough, we think that's a good idea. And then the leadership says, well, you don't know what's going on out here and or in Washington. It's way more complicated than that. And that's what we have kind of a tough time with here.
Yeah, I guess I think that you've just made the point perfectly for me in that this idea that we have an entire machine out here that has resisted doing anything to Medicare or Social Security to help make them solvent whilst continuing to drive up this debt and deficit is exactly the point. And that's why getting this compromise where we've gotten, by the way, Harry Reid is not on board yet. Just so you know, this is something that we've been able to work on in the House. We need a big enough House majority vote to send over to the Senate to try to bring him into compliance. But his idea is to continue the deficit spending on Medicare, especially. And in this one, while it's a minor tweak, it nonetheless is putting us closer and at least going in the right direction where the revenue side, the spending side, while not hurting seniors and not breaking or breaching our promise to seniors when of course, they've been paying into Medicare for all of these years. So I think John makes the point very nicely, Scott, that it is complicated. There's no question about that. But it doesn't take rocket scientists to fix it, but it does take political will. And for the first time in 20 years, we're seeing some political will to actually fix some of these things.
All right. Anything else, John?
Well, I just wanted to say to the congressman, and that's, you know, I'm 64 years old, so I've watched this for a while. And you won't believe how many times I've heard Republicans and Democrats both say, and all we need is this minor little tweak. And, you know, and we're going to be in good shape for a long time. And you know what happens? Nothing ever changes because you're still, the government is still the one doing all this stuff or administrating it or whatever. And I think we would be way better off, would have been way better off a long time ago if we'd have been in charge of our own retirement systems instead of Social Security. I don't think there's any, but we've got this government one of Social Security, and I'm getting ready to, I'm right there.
You're getting ready to collect,
And I don't believe there's going to be anything there for me, and they'll say, well, you've done well, so you really don't deserve this, you know, or you deserve 20% less because, you know, if you've done well. And the doing well, every year, if you see this, it goes lower and lower and lower and lower and lower. You know, there was a time when you maybe would have had, if you didn't have Social or weren't going to get Social Security or whatever, you maybe had to be worth a couple $1 million or something. Now it's, you know, pretty soon it'll be $1 million. And then it'll be, and then at some point it'll be, you know, if you've worked and you've saved a couple of bucks, you really don't deserve the Social Security because there's too many people that haven't saved that do. And it becomes a welfare program is what I'm getting at.
Got your point, John.
Yeah, no, I get it. I think there is, he makes a good point, although Social Security is in pretty good shape for much longer than Medicare, although we are upside down in terms of money in, money out. And that's where, sort of to John's point, that Social Security, while a lot of people view it as their retirement account, it's really not that either. It is a tax. And then when you get a certain age, you start collecting on this program, but there's not a direct correlation necessarily. I mean, there's a formula. But to this point, Social Security has not been breached at all in terms of, if you do well, you get less sort of thing. It's more, the formula is more of how much you put in or how much of the tax you paid. But current taxpayers, current earners are putting a lot more in than the money that's going out person for person. In other words, there are many more seniors collecting per taxpayer paying in. So,
all right, hold that thought if you would. John, appreciate the call. We'll finish with Congressman Kramer on the side of the break. Don't go away.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? It has a patented interlocking fill and adjusts to any sleep position. MyPillow stays cool, so there's no tossing and turning. They are machine washable and dryable, just like your favorite pair of blue jeans, and they are non-allergenic. MyPillow will not go flat. There is a 10-year warranty and a 60-night money-back guarantee, less shipping and handling. Get the pillow Scott sleeps on. Right now, MyPillow is offering 2-for-1 pillows. That is a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028. That's 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Once again, that is a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT.
Most people know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
The oil pricing, the gas for oil goes up a penny. And then when you're on the pump and stuff, it goes up 10 cents. When it goes down a penny or it goes down, it don't even go down any. But they always got to raise it. So I don't know. These pros that are doing the survey and all that pricing are telling you what the price is going to be. I think they probably just, they might be right, but otherwise I think they just need to get out of their little cubicles where they work and go out and see what the real world is like, and maybe they can judge their pricing a little better otherwise. But
all right, thanks for the call.
That caller is making the point I was making earlier.
We're losing you again here. Cell service is not that great in the nation's capital, is it, Kev?
Well, it is in certain spots, but right now I'm in the cloakroom, and the president of Afghanistan is coming into the So who knows? But his point is sort of the point I was making earlier. The price of oil doesn't necessarily directly correlate, at least not at the same speed, to the price of gasoline. And that's certainly been true recently with the price of domestic oil down so far, and especially the spread between domestic price and global price, and then throw on top of that the discount. The consumer is not getting the best benefit of that, but the refineries are.
All right. Here's another call that came in during the break.
Hi, this is Tim from Dickey. I'm calling asking, I want to ask Congressman Kramer a question. I want to know why he and the Congress and the House of Representatives voted to send guns and munitions to the Ukraine government, a government that is made up of the Svoboda Party, that is a extreme right-wing neo-Nazi party. And why is this American Congress and government supporting this? I don't want this to be done.
All right, got the point. Congressman Kramer?
Well, the alternative is Vladimir Putin reestablishing the Soviet Union. And he's after Ukraine now. He's doing it, thumbing his nose at our president, who passively sits back and talks tough and lets this stuff happen. It's not just in Russia. It's happening in Iran. It's happening all throughout the Middle East. But he's also after the Baltic states. I think he's been pretty clear. He has expressed his ambitions to go back after the Baltic states and reestablish the Soviet Union. So, and these are NATO states, by the way, even. So we have, you know, it comes down to one of those lesser of two evils types of things, but without question, stopping Vladimir Putin from further expansion is in the nation's, in the United States, national security best interest. And that's probably the one upside of the low price of oil, of course, is the fact that Saudi Arabia is probably going to bankrupt Vladimir Putin and Russia before he bankrupts the Bakken shale. But that's the fundamental reason why. And by the way, it's overwhelming. The support for this is overwhelming among Republican and Democratic members of Congress.
Steve, Traveler 994, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kramer.
Hey, Kevin, I want to challenge you a little bit on your analogy of Social Security. If you're familiar with the actual formula for qualifying for benefits, first, it's insanely insanely complicated, and it's also extremely bottom-end loaded. In other words, if you barely pay in and creep into qualification, whether it be for retirement benefits or disability benefits, proportionally the benefit you receive is crazy. In other words, you're going to get your principal back in a matter of months, potentially. If you pay in at the higher levels, you are being so grossly undercompensated based on market values of the tens of thousands of dollars that you've paid in that you probably will not ever get your principal back unless you live to be 90 or 100 years old. So in reality, it is a welfare program. It is significantly overcharging the top performers, and it is significantly undercharging the bottom performers and grossly overcompensating them. And the other factor is that if you have $1 billion in the bank and you owe $18 trillion on the other side of the ledger, there are no assets there.
So, all right, we have about a minute for Congressman Kramer to respond. So I'm going to squeeze him in here.
Yeah, no, and Steve makes the right point. He makes a relevant point, and this is why politicians oftentimes try to avoid words like entitlement. Because, of course, some people see it as, no, Social Security is my government fund or my government managed retirement plan, as opposed to, no, FICA is a tax that you pay out of your payroll or out of your salary or your wages, and then along with your employer, of course. And then later in life, you receive a benefit. There is some correlation. And Steve's right, it is proportionately beneficial. But remember, it is a safety net as well. It's not just a straight government-managed retirement fund, while it has been sort of pitched that way and it's oftentimes referred to that way, that is a bit of a misnomer. Nonetheless, it is built on a promise made to seniors throughout their life, and we have to be careful to not break that promise while at the same time finding a way to make it more solvent. And I think, frankly, provide, you know, honesty up front.
All right,
so that people know what they're in for.
Steve, thanks for the call. We're out of time for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Until next week, we'll let you get to that address by the president of Afghanistan. Thanks, Congressman Kramer.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raised animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid up to 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out TobeYoungAgain.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life. Or call 855-79-YOUNG. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at TobeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.